visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, as always, your host, Julia. I hope you are, again, as always, having a fantastic week and a fantastic day. And if you're having a day that's not too great, well, then you're in the right place because that's exactly what the show is for, here to put a little pep in your step and be that afternoon pick me up that we all need. The song Bring Us In There Today was Bloom For Me by Pearly Drops. Fantastic song. And I think the album Call For Help is the album that it's from. Released in 2020, November, so during COVID. And I think it really popped off during that time when it was released. Because I remember seeing that album cover around so much in like online music spaces. And they actually just released a new album as well, August 29th it came out, and that one's called The Voices Are Coming Back, and it has a little bit of a scary album cover, I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of in the same style as most of their stuff. I think all of their albums have a similar aesthetic to them. It's kind of like a watercolory, weird painting vibe, but that one's definitely the standout among the three for me. It's just a little bit too, it's not even like too surreal. It's just like everything's really surreal, but then like the mouth on the weird creature is like really realistic. I'm blabbing now. We have, again, for these past recent couple episodes, I haven't been putting myself in a box regarding a theme. I would say it's, I was going to say it's a little bit more chill today, but that's kind of not true entirely. There's definitely a good ratio of like chill good vibes to like more intense good vibes, if you get what I mean. So there'll be kind of something for everyone there, so you can kind of lazily listen along to the stuff that I'm playing. At the end, though, I do have some more high-energy stuff. Specifically, I'm going to spoil it now, sorry, but it's a new release from The Dare. And it really caught me off guard that I liked it as much as I did, because I don't really like The Dare. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I'm not a big fan. But I'm skipping way, way, way ahead, because we have some great songs coming up for you in just a minute. The first song that you're going to be hearing next is Sleeping by Blue Riviera. After that, we have That Girl by Asia Holiday. And then after that, we have Self Defense by Yellow Ostrich. And both Blue Riviera and Asia Holiday are Canadian artists, so they get an extra shout out on that point. And Asia Holiday, I don't know if she has released stuff before 2025, but she has been popping off. Like, every time I go to her page, she has like a new single out. Like, I think she released That Girl like 2-3 maybe a month ago, and she already has like one or two new singles out already after that. So if you like that song, That Girl, then definitely check her out, because you have a lot to catch up on. And yeah, I hope you enjoy these tunes coming up right now.
Sleeping, and I'm wide awake.
Welcome back from those tunes. I hope you enjoyed what you were hearing. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You're listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And I hope you stick around and listen to this curated batch of upbeat and pleasant songs to put a little pep in your step today. Bringing us back those few songs that we just heard there to recap them again in the order that you would have heard them. First, we had Blue Riviera with their new song, Sleeping. They have been pumping out lots of new music this year. They released two EPs, actually, which is kind of crazy. I think they have some overlapping songs, but some of them are new. I highly recommend checking them out. I've played them before on my show here. I think the song that I played was Funk. But like I said, they've been pumping out a whole bunch of songs. Their latest release is Sleeping, the EP, which Sleeping, the song that I just played, was on. So if you'd like the sound of what you heard there, I highly, highly, highly recommend checking them out. More, especially because they're local Canadian and they're a very small band, less than 2,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So go support local and be niche, be indie, but don't gatekeep. Make sure you share with your friends. Another small local Canadian artist that I would like to platform that also just played in that little batch of songs was Asia Holiday with That Girl, the song In the Middle you would have heard there, that more poppy tune. She, like I said, is another Canadian artist who has been going off music-wise in 2025. She has released six singles this year and shows no signs of stopping. Especially in the summer, she has just been banging them out. Like, I am so impressed. That song that you just heard released August 29th, and then this past Friday, so I can't do math quickly, but it would have been like the 12th, 13th or something that song came out. So she's just pumping out tunes, and they sound fantastic. So if you like what you heard on the radio, then definitely go and deep dive a little bit more into her stuff. And then the last song closing us out was Self Defense by Yellow Ostrich, which is another indie rock band. They're not Canadian. They come from Brooklyn, New York, but they've been in the game for quite a while. I believe their first album came out in 2009, and it was self-titled, so they've been here for a while. Their most popular album is called The Mistress, so you might have heard of them, but that song, Self Defense, comes from their latest album, which is called Trying, and that was also released just this past Friday, which I'm going to look at my calendar so I can give you, like, an actual date. The 12th. Okay, so I was, like, partially right. Just released on the 12th. So if you like, again, what you heard there, then you have more stuff of a similar nature to go ahead and check out on Spotify or your streaming platform of your choice. And I don't have enough time to explain the next songs coming up, but I'll explain them afterwards and after this quick ad. So I hope you enjoy.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I saw it in the sand today. Well,
what about the leaves? What about the time of day? What about love? What a big in a throwaway?
What about the leaves? What about the time of day? Hey, what about love? Everything.
Thank you.
Once again, welcome back from those songs you were just hearing. I hope you enjoyed. And if you're just joining us now, then you're tuned into Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And I didn't get a chance to introduce these songs before I let them play for you, so I'm going to go a little bit into depth about them and about the artists behind them, especially because we have two more Canadian artists featured in that little segment of three songs there. The first song you heard was by Parcels, and it was called Leaves. And they have a really popular song. They have a few very popular songs, but one popular song that I know and I really like is called Tied Up Right Now. You have maybe probably heard it. If you like the sound of that song, then I definitely recommend checking them out because I think that's their sound at their best, personally. But with great surprise and great pleasure, I found that this band has, like everyone else apparently, released a new album this past Friday, the 12th. It's called, oh my God, I literally just had it on the tip of my tongue. Let me go find it. So unprofessional of me, wow. It's called Loved. So if you like the sound of that first song you heard, I definitely recommend checking out that album because it's got your name written all over it. Their sound is really consistent yet not boring in that album, so I definitely recommend checking it out. Next artist I would like to feature, that was Miss Universe, was the second song in that batch, and that was written by or produced, and my words are escaping me right now, that was by Afternoon Bike Ride. They're a Canadian band based in Montreal, and like a lot of the stuff I'm playing today is indie rock, but they have a little bit more of a grungy sound to them, in my opinion. And I've played them before. I played the song Abigail a few episodes ago, and they also have some new music. They have a new album coming out. It didn't come out last Friday, but it is coming out this Friday, the 18th. So I definitely recommend you checking that out if you like the sound of that song. And now the last song we heard in that batch there was All Seven Seasons by Sophia Stell. I love Sophia Stell. I believe they are based in BC, but I'm not 100% sure. I know they are Canadian, and I just love her sound. Like, it's grunge with a little bit of electric mixed in, but it's still like kind of like soft, but it's still like the electronic sounds are a little bit harsh on the ears, but like not so harsh that it's like unlistenable. It's just a fantastic mix. And that was actually from a new EP that they just released this last Friday, could you have guessed? And that EP is called How to Win at Solitaire. So if you like that song, then I definitely recommend checking out more of her stuff. We have some songs coming up for you quick after this ad, so I'll give a brief introduction to them. First, you'll be hearing Pretty Impossible by Caroline Polachek. After that is Daydream by Alicia Clara. And the last song in that segment is Fear Evil Like Fire by Eve's Tumor. So I hope you enjoy those songs, and I'll be with you again shortly.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
All is the drug they never knew you never tried, but you see it in my
last time on today's episode. Welcome back from the tunes, and I hope you enjoyed the songs that you were just hearing. And if you're just joining in now, then welcome. You're listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And although you are joining in at the end of the episode, we still have two fantastic songs coming up after I blab about the other songs and about some other stuff for a couple of minutes. But going over those songs that you would have just heard in the past minutes in order that they played, first we had Pretty Impossible by Caroline Polachek. I won't be going too in-depth in majority of these artists because they are quite large, but if you like Caroline Polachek's sound, she has an astounding voice and vocal range, and I highly recommend checking out her work because she does lots of different stuff. And all of it is fantastic. The middle song there is Daydream by Alicia Cara, or Clara. And she is Canadian, Montreal-based as well. We had a few Montreal-based Canadians in today's episode. And she actually had an album release not this past Friday, but the Friday before on September 5th. So if you liked her sound in that song there, I definitely recommend checking out that album. It's a very daydreamy indie vibe. I wouldn't necessarily just say indie rock, but the all-encompassing indie genre, which isn't really a genre, but I'm gonna continue to roll with it. And then the last song that we played in that segment there was Fear Evil Like Fire by Ives Tumor. I love this song, and I love Ives Tumor, and I hope they have more stuff releasing soon. But if you keep up with like techno house or just Ives Tumor or Swedish House Mafia in this case, then you probably heard of the incident he had as he was opening for Swedish House Mafia. And it was an experimental DJ set, and I highly recommend looking up videos from this because what was played is definitely not what I would play for an audience going to see Swedish House Mafia. It was insane. You really just have to look at it. It's so funny. I was dying laughing at it and just like thinking of everybody in the audience just like reacting. I don't know. It made my day and inspired me to listen to a bit more Ives Tumor recently. But we have two more songs closing out the episode after one more short ad, and those songs are SSX by The Help, that's with two L's, and the last song is Exhilaration by The Dare. I already knew SSX by The Help, and I think it's a fantastic indie rock kind of electronic stuff thrown in there as well. It's a great song. And then we're taking a full 180 turn in genre with The Dare Exhilaration, but it was a fantastic single and I really liked it, so I wanted to play it for you today, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did, and I hope you had as much fun as I did making this episode as you did listening to it, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Something about us, all lost. Turn me on.
Saturday, September 20th, the Queen's Gaels hit the road once more to wage war in Waterloo. Will Alex Braken and this explosive Gaels offense strike gold against the black and gold?
A totally tremendous touchdown!
Or will Quentin Springer and the Warriors run away with an upset?